The following is a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC. Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
And we are here with Rose Gray. I'm Libby Collins. If you want to get through to talk with Rose, the Acunet Mortgage talk and text line is open at 855-616-1620. Don't go away, because after the 9:30 news, Rose has a very special announcement. But Rose, good morning
good
to
morning.
You.
Good morning. Wow, it was like old home week. I got to see Tom Faza on the way out. We didn't hug. We just did we both were masked up and we just did an elbow bump. But anyway, wow, it was great to see Tom.
I know. Tom was on the other side of the studio, so we just sort of waved to each other. Yeah, but it was good to have him here. And it's always good to have you here, Rose.
Thank you. Thank you. Thanks to everybody that joined us Thursday night for our book club. Stay tuned.
How did that go?
Oh, it was great. Dan was late. Dan Coyce, the author, was late. And it's funny because his book was about parenting. And he said, well, as you can imagine, I had a kid issue, which made me be late. So it was perfect. But it was very interesting. And for not to, you know, ruin the book for anybody, but it's on the cover. The four places that he chose to live with his family was New Zealand, the Netherlands, Costa Rica, and small town Kansas. And it's how to raise your kids in various places in the world. And are we doing a bad job in the U.S. and all that kind of stuff. And so
of the four, which one did he think was the best place?
I probably think Kansas.
Really?
Yeah. Well, they went to Costa Rica. When we asked him during the book club if he would have done something different, he said he wished he could have gone to Costa Rica in not rainy season, but he had to because financially he was trying to do this responsibly, and that meant going in off season to some of these places. And so he was able to get a house to rent for the 3 months for $1,200 that during busy season would have been per month, but during busy season would have been $7,000 a month. So that's what made him do that. So he wished he could have done that a little differently. And then we kind of batted around ideas about where we would go and if we could do it and all that kind of thing. So it was very much fun. But if you missed out on that, stay tuned. There'll be a December book club announcement soon enough, but we also have another event coming up, and that's December 1, and that event is our Disney event. And our good friend Marissa, Danny Clayton used to call her Marissa Mouse, she's going to be joined by Frank Westfall, who is our Disney representative, and they're going to talk all things Disney. And it's going to be an open forum. They're going to give you updates on Disney World, Disneyland, Disney cruises, and even a little bit about Euro Disney, and then give you opportunities to ask questions.
Do you think that, and I know a lot of people are holding back on trips, but someplace like Disney World, do you think that once things open up again, that it's going to even be more difficult to get reservations and to get in to the places where you want to be?
I do. Marissa was very honest when we talked to her on the air about a month and a half ago when she had just gotten back from Disney. She has been to Disney World more times than I can count. She has run marathons there, and she has children that she has brought there, and she knows everything about Disney World. And she said, now is the perfect time to go for people who have been before, because the lines are down. But if you've never gone, first timers, this is not the time to go, because you're missing out on things that you normally wouldn't have been, things wouldn't have been closed. And so she said, right now I wouldn't go as a first timer. But Libby, to your point, when they open and when things are all open again, the pent-up demand is going to be incredible, because you're going to have about a year's worth of people that were displaced.
Well, not only that, but you know, you kind of look at Disney World as a place you want to take your child at a certain age,
right,
to introduce them to things, especially if you have been there before. And you know, if we're missing that age right now, you're going to want to make sure that you can get there as quickly as you can afterwards.
Right, exactly. But and then that's why you work with one of the Disney Dream Team members at Fox World Travel, because they can tell you, oh, your little girl can't miss Bippity Boppity Boutique, Well, then don't go now because that's
And I
closed.
Have to have breakfast with the princesses.
Right. Of course you do, Libby. Why would you go otherwise?
That's right.
And much of the character, many of the character experiences are either completely canceled or on a very different type of experience. There will be no hugging of the princesses. So,
oh, yeah.
Right. So we'll talk all things that. But that's December 1. And you basically just go online under resources. You'll find events and webinars. You sign up there and you'll get a link sent to you for soon is closer to the actual event that tells you how to get in and that kind of thing. And it's kind of fun. It's like we use Teams as our platform, but it's kind of like a Zoom meeting. You know, you can see everybody's face and it's kind of fun. So that's happening. And if you're very, very curious about what's going on in the world of travel, foxworldtravel.com is your all-encompassing resource center because we've got COVID information and we've got blogs and we've got why you should use a travel advisor and all kinds of fun content.
Well, we've got Rose Gray here, and that means you can give her a call and ask her a question on the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line at 855-616-1620. After the 9 o'clock news, by the way, Rose has a very special announcement you don't want to miss. But in the meantime, if you've got questions about any kind of travel, this is the place to come to the Fox World Travel Show right here on WTMJ. It's 9:15 and 36 degrees in Milwaukee.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
And you can get through to talk to Rose on the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line at 855-616-1620. We've got Keith on the line, and he's from Kohler. Hi, Keith. How can we help you?
Hi. My wife is going to Fort Lauderdale on the 30th for a four-night trip with one of her friends. I'm just wondering if any concerns with restrictions or it being closed or how does Florida look right now with everything, if you're aware?
Well, you know, I'm going to give a little plug to my good friends at Delta Airlines. They came out with the coolest interactive planning map you can imagine. They have got on their website the latest travel requirements and restrictions map. And you can hone in on the United States, and then you can actually hone in on the actual states themselves, and they will give you blow-by-blow information about what is going on in a particular state. So even if you're not flying there, obviously what they're hoping will happen, Keith, is that you would get on that website and you would use, because as soon as you ask for a particular destination, it says, let us help you make your booking, of course, but you don't have to. And it tells you blow by blow, state by state, what's going on November, December, and January. They've got that information in there for you. So that's what I've been using. They launched that 4 days ago, so this past Tuesday. So that's what I've kind of been using to look at, and that's what I would have her take a look at.
Are there any...
Sounds perfect.
Thanks, okay, Keith. Thanks a lot, Keith. Are there any travel restrictions, especially if you're coming from a state with high COVID numbers like Wisconsin, going to places like Florida?
There really are not, except for Hawaii. That's the one that we keep hearing different things happening, and it's somewhat confusing. 2 weeks ago, as you recall, I had three or four calls and texts about Hawaii, and I actually went in and sent them the various links that I have, and they had those links too, but I guess they wanted clarification. If I'm reading this as a travel professional, it was hard to understand if you needed to get a second COVID test once you had arrived in Hawaii to go to the next island. And it's very likely if you're going from one island to the next and you have come from the mainland, you're going to need to have that COVID test. And that COVID test has to be with a preferred provider, and they will list those for you. CVS is one, Walgreens is one, and it tells you those kinds of things as well. So it's an ever-changing world, and you can find the information that you need on our website. I really love that new Delta interactive map. Thank you, Delta Airlines. That's super helpful. And stay on top of it. Don't assume that if you looked at something last week, that's what's going to happen you know, for your travel in December.
All right. We've got a question on the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line at 855-616-1620. Somebody wants to know, is it safe enough to go to Colonial Williamsburg in early December? And also, what do you think of the chances of a 2021 December Christmas market river cruise?
December 2021?
Yeah, like, so a year from now.
Very likely. Let's use that question first. What happened in the last several days is a number of the major cruise lines have announced that they're pausing their cruising until March 31, 2021. And so if you are among those people that have been waiting to find out if your January, February, and March Caribbean cruise is happening, you may want to check. If you booked with a travel advisor, they will be reaching out to you. If you book directly with a cruise line, they will be reaching out to you and letting you know what your options are. They were given the CDC let the no sail order expire on the 31st of October. And we all celebrated that. We were all very happy about that. But they gave them, the cruise lines, a very, very long, long list of things they must do before they can sail. We talked last week or the week before about the fact that Royal Caribbean had put out a Facebook post about the people who could get on the ship.
Looking for people who wanted to be guinea pigs.
They first had 10,000 people, and by the end of that week, they had 100,000 people.
Goodness.
Now, everybody should be aware of the fact that this isn't just come and have a free cruise. There's all kinds of things that are going to be required of you, most of which will be several COVID tests throughout the day. If they have a private island like Royal Caribbean does, they may use that as your excursion experience and then find out what that's going to be like, how they're going to sanitize and all those kinds of things. But the cruise lines that have put the pause in place and the rest that probably will follow suit just don't feel like they can get all of these things accomplished that the CDC is requiring to start the wave season, as we call it, which is Christmas and then into the winter season. So bad news, good news kind of a situation. But stay tuned for more information about that. As we get it, we'll share with you. But it looks like for now, some of those major cruise lines have put a pause on cruising.
Okay. When we get back, we're going to ask you that question about Colonial Williamsburg.
Okay.
Is it safe to go in early December? That's all ahead on the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
And we're here with Rose. I'm Libby Collins. All right, Colonial Williamsburg. Somebody wants to get a little history in. Is it going to be okay to go there in early December, Rose?
All right. Well, while we were on break, and I knew that was on the text line, we Googled it, which is what I'm telling everybody you should do as you start preparing these things. And it basically says they are open, that your experience may not be what it had been in the past, but they are going to do their very best to give you a good experience. There will be signs telling you where you can and cannot go. There will be plexiglass at various locations to keep you in various queues. Many of the attractions, indoor spaces most especially, will be capacity controlled, and face coverings are going to be required everywhere based on Virginia Executive Order Number 63.
Okay.
So
keep that in mind.
Yeah, there could be Virginia Executive Order Number 64 before you go. So make sure that you check that out. But at this point, they're talking about touchless ticketing. They're talking about what your visitor center experience is going to be like. So they're open, but they're doing everything they can with regard to your health and safety in mind.
All right. A lot of people are getting ready. They're snowbirds. They're getting ready to drive to wherever, Florida, Arizona. Here's a question. We drive to Arizona to stay for 3 months. Do they need to check ahead along the route with hotels to make sure they're open and what their protocols would be? Now, this individual says they stick to the I system. That's Tim.
Okay, so what I would do, I'm guessing that many times people who have never done it before don't have an idea of how much driving they're going to do in a day. But I think people who have done it before, and it sounds like this texter has done this before, you pretty much know how many hours you're going to drive or miles you're going to drive in a day. So if it was me, because I'm a planner and I don't like surprises, I would map out my route. And I would say, I'm going to get off at this exit, and there are this hotel and this hotel and this hotel. And I would absolutely place a phone call and say, I will be driving. I am coming from. May I stop there? Mm-hmm. Now, we've done something similar to that. Many of you know I'm going to be leaving tomorrow for the Dominican Republic. I have a hotel booked at O'Hare. Now, I knew that Chicago and Illinois had some kind of a shutdown. I called them and said, is this going to be a problem? And they said, no, because you're an overnight guest to be getting on a plane at O'Hare and you're not in the city of Chicago proper. You're in a suburb. You're actually okay.
Do you know, are most of these hotels, larger hotels that would normally have restaurants, are the restaurants open
probably
in these places?
Probably not. Now, actually, the Four Points by Sheraton that I typically stay at, their hotel is not open. Their hotel and bar is not open. Just down the road, another hotel that I use and will be using this time, which is Holiday Inn Rosemont, Harry Carey's is there. They're open.
So you need to check all of that,
exactly.
Especially if you don't want to go out to eat while you're staying overnight.
Another thing that you want to check is the shuttle running on the hours you expect. Now, the shuttle normally at Holiday Inn is 24 hours. It's running 3:30 a.m. to 11 p.m. So it's not 24 hours, but it's just about 24
So any
hours.
Kind of travel, you've got to check things out before you go. All right, Rose Gray is here. And by the way, right after the news, Rose has a very special announcement for us. Let's see, we've got a lot of questions coming in. Somebody's got an Alaskan cruise question. We'll get to that. And if you want to get through on the Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text line, we've got lines open at 855-616-1620.
Plan a perfect vacation, no matter your budget. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
And we are back with Rose Gray on the Fox World Travel Show. I'm Libby Collins, and the Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text line is open at 855-616-1620. Rose,
yes.
You've got a special announcement.
Well, I do. I absolutely do. So, for those of you who have been loyal listeners for many years, you know that my list of destinations is getting smaller. Destinations that I wish to visit.
Well, because you've been almost everywhere.
Well, pretty many places, I have to tell
you. Wait, are you going to take one of those shuttles to Mars or whatever they're talking about now?
You know what? I wouldn't mind. I wouldn't mind. But we've been talking about this destination for a pretty long time, and we're going to do it. We're going to do it in 2022. It is Voyage to Antarctica with Rose Gray.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, we're going to do it.
Oh, my gosh.
So if you want some more information, my advice to you is go to our website, foxworldtravel.com. Under travel, you see vacation travel, you see business travel, and you see meetings incentives. Those are the three things that we do at Fox World Travel, which is all things travel. But when under vacation travel, you will find Fox Group Vacations. And if you scroll to the very bottom of that page, you will find 2022 exotic and unique destinations. And the one and only one that's listed there right now is easy to see. It's Voyage to Antarctica with Rose Gray. And I cannot tell you how excited I am. This has been 3 years in the making.
Okay, so what month will you be going? Because I know you can only go there at certain times of the year,
exactly.
Right?
So this is January 17th, and we're going to be going from this area to Buenos Aires, and we're going to overnight in Buenos Aires and continue on to Ushuaia. That's kind of the way it has to be. One of the reasons, I mean, not one of the reasons, but there is a number of reasons that we've chosen this time. And obviously, when you are going on a trip like this, wildlife is what you're looking for.
Penguins.
Absolutely. So it's the height of summer on the peninsula. The temperatures can be anywhere from 60 degrees around there, and it's generally a pretty stable climate environment. The penguin chicks are the fluffiest during this time. And the opening of the ice allows for our polar circle voyages to happen. And so that's why. The humpbacks are gorging on this krill that they eat. The ice in the Ross Sea opens up to give us a spot to get in there. So that's why we're doing it. That's the time frame that we've got to work with. And so, you know, we've been sitting on this for a little while, and I said, I've got to have something to look forward to. So that is how you find the information. More will be coming soon. We've got several cabin categories that we've listed down below, and you can find out how we do it with air, without air. People say, well, why would we do this without using your airfare? People maybe have frequent flyer miles that they want to use, or they want to go to Buenos Aires a couple days before we arrive because we're only going to be there to overnight, those kinds of things. So we can only take a limited number of people. It's a smaller ship. It actually has, I think, under 200 passengers on it. And so we are just putting it out there. I just wanted some people to have something to look forward to, something to mull over, something to think about. If you've ever entertained the idea of going to Antarctica, I just want you to take a look at Voyage to Antarctica, January 17th, 2022.
And like, how long will that trip be?
Well, we'll be back on the 31st of January. So it's about a 2-week trip.
Oh. That just sounds incredible.
Well, it's going to be. It really is. It's not for lack of research, let me tell you. We have dreamt about this and researched this, and my team in the group department has worked diligently on this to put this together, and it's there. And rather than go into all the details, we just got it up on the website yesterday. So I know people will have questions. What's very cool is you get a parka. You get to keep your parka. So you don't even have to go out and buy this. So the boots and the parka are there
for
you.
Yeah, because it's really cold there. You have to have particular kinds of clothing to wear. You can't just put on a jacket.
Right. So, and you the boots are returned to them, but the jacket you keep, and that's your memorial or your memorabilia in your packet that you get to keep. And I'm very excited about it. So,
and where on the website again can we find that?
If you go to travel. And you hit vacation travel, down that link, you see vacation destinations, destination weddings. You will see Fox Group Vacations. And under there are all of our group vacations. You'll see all of our Alaskas. You'll see a couple of Fun and Sons that we've got going for 2021. You'll be seeing some of our 2021 river cruises. And then you will see way down at the very bottom, because it's not until 2022, the exotic and unique destinations. And the one and only one that's there right now is Voyage to Antarctica.
Sounds amazing. All right. And in coming weeks, I know Rose will have more about this. And if you want to talk with Rose right now, the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line is open, 855-616-1620. We've got a question about an Alaska cruise. We will get to it right after this on WTMJ.
Plan a perfect vacation, no matter your budget. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
We are back with Rose. By the way, it's 40 degrees now at 9:45 on WTMJ. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line is open, 855-616-1620. Okay, here's kind of a confusing one, Rose, on our text line. They say a friend received a cancellation for a late June 2021 Alaskan cruise. Have you heard about this? Apparently, this is on Princess, and it included a land tour package. It says they can get a 125% credit, but they're going to lose the cost of insurance. Any recommendation about insurance?
Okay. So when we had commercial break, I took a look, because on Princess, we just announced that a couple of major cruise lines have paused cruising through March 31, 2020. And Princess is one of those major cruise lines. So I went to their website and looked for the page that's got the impacted and canceled cruises, which states all cruises through March 31, 2021, all 8-day and longer cruises to and from the U.S. through November 1, 2021, and all cruises to and from Japan through June 25, 2021. So I'm surprised by that, because although this would be longer than 8 days simply because of the land portion, this is only, they're only considering the cruising time. And the cruising time on an Alaska cruise is typically 7 days. But I'm wondering if this particular cruise was one of the 8-day longer ones, or something specific happened to that particular departure. Because it is my understanding that their Alaska 7-day cruises are still operating. So I'm not really sure. Now, with regard to the insurance, that seems kind of odd to me that they would lose the insurance, because they're not canceling the cruise. The cruise line is canceling the cruise. So if
it's lost cost of insurance.
Right. So that doesn't, that just doesn't seem right to me. They should, if they had, if they bought the insurance through the cruise line, then the cruise line would roll that over to their next
booking.
But
they're getting 125% of the cost.
But I'm wondering, do they have to give something up to get that?
Interesting.
And that, that seems wrong, because if you had separate insurance.
Here's a add-on on this. They're saying it's a 7-day cruise.
Okay, that it has to be a unique situation, because Princess is not canceling their 7-day Alaskas, according to this page on their website.
All right. So just staying with Alaska for a minute. I know a lot of people, they think the only way to go to Alaska is to take a cruise. What about land tours of Alaska for this summer? I would imagine that that shouldn't have any problems at this point.
At one point in time, they were quarantining people that were coming to Alaska, just like they were quarantining people that were going to Hawaii. Now, we need to keep conscious of what's going on in that regard. But certainly, I mean, Fox is offering, among our many, many Alaska offerings for 2021, we are offering a land only for somebody that just doesn't want to do the cruise portion of it. I mean, I think we have 8 or 9 departures that are tour cruise departures, but we do have one that is strictly a land only, if that's what somebody would want to do.
Now, will those be, how will, once they get to Alaska, which is huge, how will they get from one destination to the other on
that's
that
all,
land cruise?
That's all motor coach.
That is all motor coach. Yep. None of the trains
or
anything?
No, they'll have some train. They'll have some.
Because that goes from from Anchorage. Fairbanks all the way to Anchorage or Anchorage to Fairbanks.
Correct. Exactly. So you get that experience for sure. But so for those people who are, you know, saying, I don't even want to step foot on a cruise ship right now, that doesn't mean Alaska's off the table by any stretch of the imagination. But from what I understand, and if I'm reading this page right, there has to be a unique circumstance with that particular departure. Somebody needed the ship for something, or on occasion we have had a company who has come in and chartered an entire ship. Then anybody that was booked on that is displaced.
Oh, so that could be what
that
happened in this
too.
One. Okay. Well, hopefully they'll follow up and let you know exactly what happened. All right. Speaking of following up, somebody needs to know again, how did they find out about the Antarctica?
Okay. So foxworldtravel.com. And then if you go to travel, we have a lot of resources on that page, but if you go to travel, you will see the vacation tab, and under the vacation tab, there is a link to Fox Group Vacations. All of our group vacations, the spotlighted trips, the fun and sun trips, the Europe guided trips, the European river cruises for 2021 are all there. In addition, you will see exotic and uniques for 2021. One of those is Magical Morocco with Rose Gray. That's still up there. We've got space on that one. We've got South Africa. We've got Spectacular Greece. Those would all be exotic and uniques. And then we've got some North Americas, and that's where you're going to find your Hawaiis, et cetera. We've got all of our Alaskas listed. keep scrolling and you'll find 2022 exotic and unique. And they're listed the one and only voyage to Antarctica, January 17th through January 31, 2022, when we can have all of this in our rearview mirror and go to Antarctica.
Oh, sounds amazing. All right, Rose Grace here. We'll get back to more of your questions on the Accudent Mortgage Talk and Text Line, 855-616-1620, right after this on WTMJ. It's 9:51.
Before you pack your suitcase, hear from the experts. Here's more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
And hey, we're back with Rose. I'm Libby Collins. Ah, here's a question about Mexico. Kind of reminds me because of the music there. Let's see. Question on travel to Mexico this December. Great all-inclusive package prices. What are your feelings on traveling to Mexico next month? Cabo versus Puerto Vallarta versus Cancun.
Okay, so right now, Mexico in general is welcoming Americans with open arms. And that is why we're hearing about travel to Mexico. I did it at the end of September because I felt like I had to. It was my job to let the listeners know.
You poor thing.
Yeah, I know. Let the listeners know what it was like. Very soon, Fox is going to be launching a program, a podcast type situation, where I'm going to be interviewing people who have traveled. And I did two of those interviews this past week, both of whom had traveled to Cancun, Mexico. Their experience was very similar to mine. You fill out a health form before you get on the plane. There's a way that you can download it and scan it so that it's a QR type code, barcode type thing. The questions are exactly what you would expect. Have you been in contact with somebody who has tested positive? Do you have a fever? You know, what are all that kind of thing. Upon arrival, your temperature is scanned by a big archway in Cancun that you walk through, and it can pinpoint who's walking through and take your temperature. And right now in Cancun itself, the government has mandated masks to such a degree that if you are a Mexican citizen and you are caught without a mask, your fine could be up to, well, the equivalent of 300 U.S. dollars.
Wow.
1,500 pesos. Yep. And that's a lot of money for anybody. Doesn't matter who it is. So they're very good about it. When I left the resort, everybody had masks on. All of the staff had masks on. They had sanitary protocols in place that were outstanding. Temperature checks to enter a restaurant, foot sanitizers as you walked in, QR readers, so nobody had to touch a menu if you didn't want to. Buffets, for the most part, are not open anymore. They're not serve yourself. Somebody is standing there behind a plexiglass case serving you on the buffets. Nope, you're not reaching in anymore. So they've got everything, those kinds of things under control. Cabo would be our second most requested destination as of late. They've got it under control as well. I've been on a number of webinars where they're describing their protocols, and it sounds very similar to what's going on in Cancun. Now, I will tell you, in Puerto Vallarta, that is in the state of Jalisco. Jalisco is a very big state in Mexico. And from what I understand, they are still in the throes of a curfew in all of the state except Puerto Vallarta. So that means that they close down, I believe it's 7 p.m. till 5 a.m. the next morning in most of the other cities. So to the feedback we've had from Puerto Vallarta is limited, simply because I think the deals are better to Cancun and Cabo right now. So from my perspective, Cabo's the next on my list. And I will tell you, we do have a rather large wedding group going there in December. And we do have somebody that will be accompanying that group, and we'll have them on our podcast as well.
All right. Well, Rose, we are just about out of time. Let's remind everybody about the Disney event
that's
on December 1st.
Happening December 1. How do you find out about that? On that same website, foxworldtravel.com, resources, and you will find events and webinars right up top. And the Disney event is December 1. It's at 6 o'clock. And it is one of our platinum partner series that we're doing. And certainly Disney is one of our platinum partners. Marissa and our good friend Frank will be fielding all of your questions about all things Disney. I am boarding an aircraft tomorrow morning at 7:05 a.m. to go to the Dominican Republic. So when I return in 2 weeks, I will have some firsthand information about what that experience is like.
We don't want to forget about Antarctica. Real quick, somebody said, did you say the temperature in Antarctica at the time of the planned trip is 60 degrees?
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. Something to keep in mind.
So, I mean, not when you're standing on a block of ice, but when you're on the ship itself, and when we're departing from Ushuaia, we might be having some pretty decent weather.
Well,
so.
Rose Gray will be back next week. I'll be back with you Thanksgiving morning on Wisconsin Weekend Morning News. Stick around. It's the news, and after that, Money Talk right here on WTMJ.
The preceding was a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.